I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. More than 2,000 volunteers recently helped clean up the Connecticut River. Here's a report on the 20th anniversary of the Source to Sea cleanup, a multi-state effort to get trash and old plastic out of the water. Every year, Alicia Sharmet says her volunteers pull about 40 to 50 tons of trash out of the Connecticut River.
Things that would either end up in the ocean or detract from aquatic habitat or the aesthetics of the community.
Sharmet is with the Connecticut River Watershed Council, which helps to coordinate the multi-state cleanup of the Connecticut River. She says plastic beverage containers were the most commonly found item by volunteers. There were also lots of plastic grocery bags, car tires, and mattresses. Then there were some unusual finds.
Right in East Hartford, a group found a torso of a mannequin, and it seems like every year we have a rash of one unusual item, and this year it was creepy dolls.
No explanation for why dolls were turning up, but Sharmet says if you're on the river and see a creepy doll or any other kind of trash, there is an easy way to report it.
If you find an area that needs to be cleaned up, you can go right to our website and report it. You can put a pin on a map, tell us where it is, tell us what kind of trash is there, how many people we might need to get out there and clean it up.
Sharmet says the trash report form has been around for about 2 years, and she says it's a great way for volunteers to know where they need to go to make the Connecticut River a little cleaner. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.